All right, everyone, welcome to the latest PadreCast special edition coming to you from San Diego for Comic-Con 2010. Myself and Dylan, a.k.a. Jerkface Fave, have rolled in to San Diego and taken it by storm, wouldn't you say?
I'd say we've more limped in to San Diego.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day, including where we got to the hotel, and the hotel decided to cancel our reservation. I'm the type that plans things out far in advance. I like to have that security of knowing everything's set. And so I booked the hotel back in November. And apparently, between November and now, my credit card had expired, and then I got a new one. And they tried to charge the old one that I had originally reserved it with. And when it didn't go through, instead of contacting me, although they said they tried to, which is a lie, instead of contacting me, they just canceled my reservation. And if anybody knows anything about Comic-Con, it's that hotels are a bitch in San Diego for Comic-Con. So we were able to find a place that we like here for the first night, and we're going to be trying to figure out our situation the next few days, and hopefully we're not living out of the car.
We're going to be living out of the car.
Dylan is a very pessimistic personality. Otherwise, things have gone all right now that we're settled in, but hopefully we don't have to become nomads for the next few nights. So we just kind of wanted to, heading into Comic-Con here, talk about a little bit about the slate for Thursday, the first day of Comic-Con. I'm going to rattle off some of the main things going on, some of the main things we're going to try to hit up. And then, Dylan, you can jump in, your thoughts on any of these things, or what you're excited about throughout the day tomorrow. So outside of just the regular Comic-Con stuff, walking around, it's primarily dominated by panels. So movie panels, including directors and cast, talking about the film, showing off some footage. TV series panels, same with the cast, directors, showrunners, talking about the season, the previous seasons, anything really, showing off footage again. Those are kind of the highlights for Comic-Con. So, starting off in the morning at 10 a.m., we have Megamind, which is the animated DreamWorks feature with the voices of Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Brad Pitt, and Jonah Hill. And this is one, it's kind of getting interesting buzz because it's not the typical superhero type story, because it focuses on the villain, who maybe isn't so much of a villain, and the hero, who's kind of an ass. So this is kind of the kickoff movie panel Thursday morning. Any thoughts on Megamind?
No, I don't know anything about it, and it doesn't sound that interesting to me.
I think it's going to be interesting. Okay, let's move on. This is the big one that that we thought was actually going to open the show, and it looks like it got pushed back to 11:15. It's Tron Legacy. Tron Legacy is the sequel to the 1982 film Tron, and it's definitely shaping up probably, apart from Harry Potter, probably the biggest holiday season film this year. Once again, Jeff Bridges stars in the film. Garrett Hedlund plays his son. Olivia Wilde plays something or other in the computer world. And it's getting a lot of excitement around the visuals, and also the fact that it's using real 3D and not just post-converted 3D. So this is a big push out by Disney. We both actually just rewatched the original Tron to kind of get ready for this. What did you think of it watching it over?
It's a little lackluster to me, honestly. I mean, I've heard a lot that people think it stands up over time, which I guess if you went look back that far, it is a pretty old movie, and it does stand the test of time. But I liked it a lot better when I was a kid. Now it seems kind of simple and just not a very deep movie. It's all visuals, but I guess with what they're trying to do with it, with the 3D and you know, the special effects, maybe that's what they want to go for anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was okay, and obviously back when it first came out, it was more revolutionary than what we're used to now, so it was a little bit dated. But what I got out of it was it made me want to go watch the Tron Legacy trailer again and start pointing out things that I recognized that they kept from the first film, and just how they've updated it. So that's what got me excited about it and got me excited about seeing the panel, is knowing the background a little better, having that fresh in my mind, and then seeing what they're doing with it in the sequel. 1 p.m., we have a couple conflicting things here, because I know I would like to see the Burn Notice panel.
I would not.
That's just rude. Yeah, USA has their panels going on today, Burn Notice being the one that I'm most interested in. But also at the same time, it's a split panel between Battle Los Angeles and Salt. I know you're an Angelina Jolie fan. Makes you interested in Salt, which actually opens up on Friday. Battle Los Angeles being an alien invasion movie centered... actually, the aliens are invading all over the place, but it keeps the story centralized to just Los Angeles. Any thoughts going in on Salt or Battle Los Angeles?
Well, Salt is of interest to me because, as we've talked about, I believe that Angelina Jolie is the only credible standalone female action star. I will probably check the movie out because she hasn't disappointed in that arena yet. As far as the Battle of Los Angeles movie, I haven't looked too deep into it, but it really just kind of looks like War of the Worlds to me. But it takes place in Los Angeles. I'm not seeing a lot of difference there. So maybe we'll check that out just to see if there is a distinction, if there is anything original about it.
2:15, we've got Red, which is based on another comic adaptation there. And it sounds real familiar to the A-Team, the Losers, in that, you know, it's described as being the CIA's top agents, but they know all these secrets, and so now they're targets of the agency. Starring Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich. Is this something you're familiar with, this comic?
No.
Okay, so Red, there's a trailer out for that. Was posted on the site a little while back, if you want to check it out. It could be interesting. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to hit that one. It kind of overlaps with something that I was interested in seeing, and that's a panel called The Visionaries, which... is hosted by J.J. Abrams and Josh Whedon. And Whedon, of course, actually it still hasn't been technically confirmed, but he's expected to be the director on The Avengers, and that'll probably be confirmed over this week. And then J.J. Abrams, of course, gearing up on the next Star Trek.
That does sound interesting. What could be bad about that?
Yeah, so that's one I'm looking forward to that isn't necessarily based on a particular movie or TV show. 4:45... The Expendables, hard action movie featuring just about every action star you can think of. I'm not sure what the buzz really is on that right now, what the expectations really is. It's opening in, I'm not sure, when is that opening?
Do you know when they expect? Fairly soon.
Yeah, so they're going to have that out there in the afternoon. I'm trying to flip to it here to see... who's going to be in attendance for that one. Let's see. Yeah, it's going to have Stallone will be there, Dolph Lundgren, Steve Austin, Stone Cold, Randy Couture, and Terry Crews all in attendance. And, of course, that's directed and written by Stallone also. And that's probably just going to be kind of an over-the-top type film, R-rated. So 6 p.m., we have a conflict again with two that I wish we could both check out. One is for one of our favorite shows we agree on, Dexter, and then also Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which is yet another kind of comic adaptation, but almost video game like. So those are 6 o'clock in the evening, Yeah, it's going to have just about everybody from Scott Pilgrim versus the World to be there. Are you looking forward to that one? I kind of am, although the trailer's kind of offbeat.
No, I think that's going to be it's a pretty well-loved series. Actually, the series itself, the comic series, is about to close here next month. So it's a good time for the movie to come out. I think it has the potential to do fairly well. It's not going to be a $100 million movie. I can see it being an $80 million movie, though, even though it's not a well-known series.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the lineup for Thursday in terms of what we're kind of concentrating on and hopefully going to be able to hit up. There's also video games strewn throughout. A couple that actually have panels on Thursday, Dead Rising 2 and Halo Reach, which I don't think we're going to be able to make any of those panels, but there may be opportunities to play games, and those might be two of the ones there. So most excited Thursday. Anything particular that you're just most excited about for the day?
Of the stuff we talked about, probably the Dexter panel, because I follow that show religiously. That's a show I've loved from the beginning, and I've never disliked an episode, honestly. Other than that, I'm very curious about the Scott Pilgrim panel to see what they're going to show, and if we get the chance, I kind of want to see the Expendables panel just to see how ridiculous it's going to be.
Yeah. The Dexter, for anyone who's watched, is caught up completely on Dexter. Be fascinating to be in that panel and hear him talk about the decision to how they ended last season, and probably talk a little bit about the angle they're going to be taking this season. I doubt they'll spoil that, but we may get an idea of the direction they're going. For me, number one on my list would be Tron Legacy for the reasons we talked about earlier. I'm expecting that to just be a giant, giant film, and I think they're really going to deliver, not only just on the visuals and the real 3D, but I think they're going to come through with the story and kind of pull in and meet those expectations that for people who have kind of made the original Tron a cult film actually live up to that. So that's our look at Thursday. If we have somewhere to produce a podcast, we may do so.
Car battery.
Yeah, we may do so over the next few nights, previewing each coming day. So, all right, everybody, thanks for listening in, and keep an eye on the site when we get back in. I'll be putting up some content, and follow along on Twitter, as well as the Facebook fan page, where I'll be posting little tidbits throughout the day. All right, everybody, take care.